Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's up to work.
Coming to you live from Cat Harpin, Virginia. The lines are open. The topic is free and easy. Whatever you want to talk about tonight, it's up to you. 347-945-6713 is the number. You can come to the Norm at Night chat room. Let's see if anybody's there. The listener count just keeps going up every week. I just keep like doing this, and I'm going to keep doing it. You're on with Norm at Night. Yes, you are. So what should we talk about tonight? Well, for a starter, I guess, what about this new immigration law in Arizona? Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. If they're doing that in 1896 when my grandfather comes across the ocean, I guess I'm not sitting here. I guess all my uncles didn't practice medicine. I guess my father never graduated from college, had three wonderful kids, all of who graduated from college, who had five kids of their own, four of who five kids of their own, three of whom graduated from college, two who are in college and will graduate soon. What can you say about that? This new law sure would have kept my grandfather out of here. Xenophobia has been a part of America ever since there has been an America, I guess. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about that law. What do you have to say about it? 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. You can talk to Norm at Night. Just come on in the chat room and I will bring your ideas in. We got nobody in the chat room yet. That's a new theme tonight. The coffee's strong and the ideas are fresh. Well, let's have some fresh ideas. The only real fresh ideas out there are yours, fans, folks. I don't know if I have the right to call you fans, but you're on here with Norm. Yes, yes. Speaking about, looks like Harry Reid says the Senate is going to, I got all these things up. I don't know what to press first. What happened to my I hope you're hearing me. Appears, yeah, the call, we're still in. Shoot. I lost my switchboard. That's my Skype. Is that my switchboard? No, that's the chat room. There's the switchboard. Still got nobody on the line. But Harry Reid said today that the United States Senate is going to take up climate change before immigration. I guess Arizona's taking up immigration. Next thing you know, we'll be having the Mexican wall put up. You know, nobody's going to, and there'll be people saying to us, take down that wall. Ms. Palin, take down that wall. Unbelievable. Come on, somebody give me a call on this. Somebody tell me I'm full of poop, if that's what you think. I think what they're doing in Arizona is un-American. Plain and simple. Un-American. You know, makes me feel guilty teaching all these wonderful, rosy ideas every day in American government class, and then we turn around and do something like this. 347-945-6713 is the number. If don't just stand there and stew when you hear Norm talk like this. Pick up the phone and give me hell. Nobody gets cut off. As long as you're making progress and the ideas are new and you're not name-calling. Some people say I name-call. I don't think that I do. Still nobody in the chat room. Come on, it's Tuesday. It's Norm at night. You can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Twitter. Let me go see if I can find Facebook here. Ah, there we go, Facebook. Yes, sirree, Bob. How do I do this? Left, I'm on my wall now on Facebook. I always lose track of how to do all this crap. Oh, hey, did you see my picture of, speaking of Facebook, if you go to Norman J. Constantine in my news feed, I got a great picture of a Norfolk Southern diesel. I mean, that baby is a monster. I've been looking for a picture like this forever, and you know what? I get to take it myself. I'm driving home from the law or from the livestock or back to school from the livestock exchange. Went and had a little lunch today. Tuesday's my day where I go out and have a little lunch with my friend the Bays. And, oh, God, the coffee is strong tonight. And sure enough, I see this big old Norfolk Southern diesel just backed up to the block factory. Looked like it was picking up scrap block because there are these four cars. I'd never seen cars like those before. And they were just full of all broken up block. And, you know, there was four of them and, God, this big old road engine, 2767, backed right up against them. Really a pretty amazing sight. Let's see here. Oh, here's the news feed. Oh, God, somebody says, not used to see four grown men with mullets in one day. Oh, man. Norm at Night is on the air. HTTP/blogtalkradio facebook.com/normatnight. 347-945-6713. Open topic. Yeah, I guess I'm being a little lazy, but what you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. The fat left-hander, I don't know where these pictures are coming from. The pumpkin and the guy holding the skull, I don't know. Maybe I should just get rid of this Facebook stuff. I could never figure it out. I guess I should share this. Yes, sirree, Bob. There it is. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's see here. Got everything minimized. Still nobody on the line, on the phone lines. Come on, somebody call up and talk to me about this Arizona immigration law. Still nobody in the chat room. I don't know. We're closing in on the halfway point of the show tonight. Nobody here. You know what? I haven't done this in a long time. Let this take us to the halfway point, or until somebody calls at least.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering. If to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T. My state was bad and getting worse. I knew I had to fight the curse. My only chance, it struck me clean, was by an answering machine. When later I came home again, from joy I felt completely lame. The little light was blinking bright. A call had come to end my flight. The sweetest voice I ever heard just said in words so few, "Excuse me, sir, this number's wrong. This call is not for you.
Song. I love playing it. I still got nobody on the line. Well, you know what? One of the things that really caught my attention today was that the Mexican government issued a travel warning to its citizens that if you're coming to Arizona, be prepared to be arrested. Unbelievable. Yeah, I know. You just have your travel papers in order and nothing bad will happen to you. It's the law. Well, why don't you call me up? 347-945-6713. And we'll talk about the law. You know what else I want to talk about? How many of you lost money on the housing issue? How many people, as the U.S. housing market spiraled out of control and then went into the greatest nosedive in its history, how many of you lost IRAs, money, retirement funds? Well, Goldman Sachs was... The hearings open today in front of the U.S. Senate. What do you think of those? What do you think of Goldman Sachs? I got some tweets today. See if anybody's in the chat room yet. Nope, nobody here. So what do you think of the Goldman Sachs hearings? Don Tapscott, I don't know if any of you know him. He's the author of a book that had a great effect on my life called Growing Up Digital, which changed my whole perspective on the world and what we do here in it. Amazing. Tapscott says, well, I agree with John Stewart. Congress was pretty inept today with Goldman Sachs. So far, this is pathetic. Well, what do you think of this? Hey, what do you think about the NBA playoffs? Student I encountered here in my first year at the school I'm at has become quite the sports announcer and writer, well, not announcer, but commentator and writer out at the University of Iowa. He says the Bulls would have the game tied except for the refs. What do you think about that? Learn and teach technology. He makes a comment that if you're a teacher, you better be careful. Test scores are the most important thing. Doesn't matter what anybody learns. Oh, man, is the coffee strong today. Oh, my buddy Stephen Downs flying to Cordoba first thing tomorrow, where he's going to have a talk on the 29th. Stephen Downs, another one of those people that just has a tremendous effect. His ideas are my own ideas. I guess he's in Buenos Aires right now. Anyway, oh God, I wish I could fly all over the world giving talks about this stuff. All I ever do is deal with this, you know, the sixth graders. Let's see if anybody, nobody in the chat room yet. Well, let's see if anybody's on the, nobody on the line yet. Hey, another thing you can either, you can email me at buffnet@verizon.net or call the show. Any good railroad songs you might have, I'm compiling a list. I do love the railroad. I had a great list of lyrics and everything, and they've simply disappeared. I'm really feeling bad about that. But, you know, that's life. Let's get back to Twitter and see what's happening. Hey, Luke Russert says, you know, I don't know if this stuff is useful or not. He's an Army soldier in the Atlanta airport, says, I trust the enemy more than I trust the media. I trust the media. What choice do we have? You know, I mean, Luke Russert, he's the media. Should I trust him? God, I used to teach him. I trusted him in the classroom. I guess I trust him. Of course I trust him. I don't know. It was just a disheartening thing, you know, and I don't know. Luke's got to sell Luke's got to sell ideas. That's what he does. Oh, gosh, what else do we have in the Twitter world? Is Goldman sorry? Of course Goldman isn't sorry. You know what? Goldman's in the business of making money. Did they do anything illegal? No, they didn't. Because if they did, they'd have arrested their ass. What they did was be capitalists. That's what capitalists are. If you don't like what Goldman Sachs did, go to the root of it. The root of it is capitalism, profit, interest. Oh, my Lord, I'm sounding like an old-fashioned, and I'm not. I'm not an old-fashioned Marxist. At least I don't think I am. I don't know. What are you going to do? Hey, Malcolm X's assassin was freed. That's kind of interesting. Let's go see what that story is about. I guess I should go look to see if anybody's here. Oh, gosh. Remember when they shot Malcolm X, man? I don't know. Maybe the he split with the Nation of Mendeslam. All of a sudden, boom, 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 he's dead. God, Malcolm X would have been 85 next month. That's a pretty amazing thing. Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is. I'm trying to find my way back to the switchboard. There we are. Still no callers on the line. Looks like I'm going to be a shutout tonight. We got 5 minutes left on the show. That's a pretty amazing thing. Let's go get some more Skypes. Why not? See what the people I'm following are doing. You know, actually, my foot hurts. I think I've done something. Maybe I got a bunion. I don't know. Can men get bunions? I don't know. I've only seen women with them. But, oh, man, does, you know, that ball right by behind my big toe, does it hurt? Does it hurt? We've got 5 minutes to go. If you got anything you want to say tonight about anything, you better give me a call. 5 minutes? What am I talking about? It's just 3 minutes. 3 minutes to go on this Tuesday's edition of Norm at Night. Keeping it real, coming to you live from Ken Harpin, Virginia. This is the Fat Left Pander. I don't have a whole lot more to do tonight. I'm just, you know, as I said, the coffee is strong. I thought the ideas were fresh tonight. Apparently nobody wants to pick up the phone. I'm going to have to go into a new advertising push for next week because it's no fun just talking to the microphone so that the downloaders can have some fun with Norm. You know, if you're cursing at me under your breath, by God, you know, call me, join with me, fight with me, curse me, call me names, but please, by God, do it in person so the ideas can circulate. That's the key to a free nation. You know, I'm just going to go out of here with the Italian music.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana, sopra un grosso bastimento, la bellissima Cari. Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino Maharaja a cavallo all'elefante, con in testa un gran turbante, per la giungla se ne va. Pasqualino Maharaja non lavora, non fa niente, tra i misteri dell'Oriente fa il nabato fra gli indù. La 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 la, la la la, cento casse diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiar. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti due e fai ulla 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 ulla. Cento casse diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja. andato a far la pizza, tutta l'India ne va a passa.